every champion has a team behind them. And for thousands of families without insurance, Christ Clinic is that team. At Christ Clinic in Katy, Texas, they provide high-quality, faith-based health care to people who can't afford it, because everyone deserves a shot at health, no matter their income or insurance status. Their doctors, volunteers, their mission, rooted in compassion, their impact, over 10,000 patient visits every year and growing. But they can't do it without help from fans like you. If you ever cheered for a comeback story, this is your chance to be a part of one. Donate today at ChristClinicKaty.org and help them keep the doors open for those who need it most. One gift can be the difference between surviving and thriving. Christ Clinic in Katy, where health meets hope and faith goes to work. That's Christ Clinic Katy, spelled KATY.org. Team up with them today.
Back in the courtyard. Welcome to the Fred Dreyer Show. I'm Michael Horn. Got a great show here. Jeremy Dayton, Corey Marino, the star of our show, the one and only Fred Dreyer. Fred, how are you this week?
Pretty good, pal. I was just about ready to ask you that. You've been out fishing, and
yes,
the group wants to know how'd you do.
Caught some carp. Got some bottom feeders over there, that fish that you like. What is it?
Tilapia.
A tilapia. I'm going to make it for you because I know you love the bottom feeding fish.
Boy, it's the only fish I know where you just pick it up and it'll squish between your fingers.
Great. Now, this is a true story. I have to tell this one real quick. Fred and I go out to dinner a lot, and we used to go out to Dimion's restaurant, and they ran out of salmon. Fred is one of the great salmon aficionados in the world.
I'm an expert, actually.
He's an expert at it. We were out with Bob Moore, a local radio genius, and they said, well, we're out of salmon, but we've got tilapia. So Fred said, I'll try it. So Fred liked it so much, he added it for a second one. While he was eating the second one, Bob Moore started talking about that guy with the world's craziest jobs, the guy that had to clean out the tilapia tanks because apparently they are bottom feeders. And the look on Fred's face, you've never had tilapia since then, am I right?
I said, where do you guys go gigging for your tilapia?
First and last tilapia for Fred Dreyer, ladies and gentlemen.
I haven't had a tilapia since.
You have not had it. It's very amazing. It's just great. It's good stuff. Just like you've gotten, though, into pizza. Now, when you were in your other fun story is when you were in high school, you went out, got a piece of very hot pizza, and you ate it at the beginning when it was hot.
All pizzas are hot, by the way.
Yes, they are hot.
And if they're not, I wouldn't eat it. So I chomped down on the end. I put the point into my mouth and chomped down on it, and it stuck to the roof of my mouth.
And it started
burning, and I couldn't get it out. So here I was. My girlfriend said I was running across the street, Hawthorne Boulevard, with my finger in my mouth trying to get the damn pizza out of my face.
Going streaking.
Never ate pizza again, but now you have again. You've discovered some good pizza. We had that Napoleon or something pizza that's kind of that real soft pizza, and that got you going.
Well, we get extra thin.
Extra thin crust.
It's GMO.
GMO will not stick to the roof of your mouth. Let's take a break, have some pizza, and come back with more food stories on the Fred Dreyer Show. Foodies, listen up. What's better than discovering your next flavor obsession? How about discovering it with cheeses that speak your language? At HarmonyCheese.com, we don't just make cheese, we compose edible symphonies. Crafted in Wisconsin, our cheeses are rich, creamy, and unforgettable. From the buttery brilliance of Abergele to the bold bite of our Alpine Reserve, every taste tells a story. Even On Point Live's Jackie Slater calls our Abergele a game changer for snack time. And now, CRN Talk listeners get an exclusive treat. 10% off your first order at HarmonyCheese.com. Use the code CRNTALK. That's CRNTALK. So go ahead, elevate your next dinner party or just indulge in a solo snack session. And with the holidays near, our gift boxes are wrapped, ready, and foodie approved. Go to HarmonyCheese.com. Mention CRNTALK. HarmonyCheese.com.
Hi, everyone. Gina Belich here with the Legal Help Center. And we have a special guest with us today, Super Bowl champ Vernon Davis. So, Vernon, tell all of our radio listeners who should call right now.
Well, Gina, first off, thank you for having me join you here in the studio. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now and find out how much money you could potentially get.
Thanks, Vernon. You heard it, folks. If you've been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now and find out how much money you could potentially get. Call 800-745-9090. That's 800-745-9090. 800-745-9090. Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Precious metals, gold and silver, are in early stage bull markets. This, of course, is no surprise to former senior bank executive and number one best-selling author John Truman Wolf, who called these moves months ago. And no surprise either to readers of his widely heralded newsletter, StrategicFinancialIntelligence.com, where subscribers that have followed Wolf's recommendations have profited handsomely. Wolf subscribers have also been enlightened with his ongoing crypto recommendations, as well as key equities, which have also soared. Calling the right investments is one skill. Knowing when to take profits and enjoy winnings is another. John Truman Wolf does both. Take advantage of the summer discount sale, where prices have been reduced from $249 to just $99 per year. StrategicFinancialIntelligence.com. Subscribe today. Don't miss these bull markets. StrategicFinancialIntelligence.com. Boy, you're killing me with that harmony cheese, let me tell you. By the way, that's the old commercial. Mention CRN Talk. CRN, the keyword, you get 10% off your order at harmonycheese.com. You like cheese, don't you, Fred Dreyer?
No, not necessarily.
You're not a huge cheese fan?
No, not.
You would like
not
this.
Really.
The Harmony cheese is very good. It's very light and wonderful, or you can get some other stuff. You have to just pick and choose your favorite cheeses. JD, Jeremy Dayton, you a cheese fan? Corey, you a cheese fan?
I like Cheese Hits. I eat cheese, yeah, but...
Yeah, I eat cheese all the time.
Yeah, I don't know if my body does.
Oh, my body definitely doesn't.
Oh, yeah, mine does, too.
It just follows you around all day.
It's great. It's delicious, I'll tell you. It's good. All right, I'm Michael Horn, along with Corey Marino, and our producer, and Jeremy Dayton, our producer, the star of our show, Fred Dreyer. Fred, we taped this show midweek, so the World Series could be over by now, but let's talk about a couple of moments in the World Series. And a couple of things I liked, and I need your guys' opinion on this, is when you got into extra innings, and the Dodgers played 18 of them, they went to 18 extra innings there, or 9 extra innings there in that game on Monday night. They got rid of the put a runner on base when you start the inning off. And I'm happy to see that because I think it's cheating when you put a runner on base and give a team an advantage that they, you know, put stress on the team.
Well,
your thoughts, Fred Dreyer?
Why don't you put him on third?
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah, and just or here's one, behind the umpire. So when the guy hits the ball in the infield, he just dances around the umpire and touches home plate.
That's it. It's not pure baseball, am I right?
Well, it's the cheap end, you know.
I mean, yeah.
JD, you see why they do it, though. I mean, right? Because you can't have – I mean, if you have – especially with the amount of money they're paying these players, if you have, like, multiple 18-inning games, you're going to wear out the bullpen, you're going to wear out the players. I mean, you know.
I don't care.
I know the fan will probably love it.
Here's the thing, JD. Here's the thing. If you are – if you're a home team, you have the last at-bat – and then you go into extra innings, you've lost your home field advantage because the visitors are the first guys up in the 10th inning, and they get a runner on second base, and if they score, they've now put the pressure on the home team. You lose your whole advantage. I don't like it. I think it's unfair. The other thing I can't stand, and it's still in baseball during this World Series, is once you bring in a stinko pitcher from the bullpen, and both Toronto and the Dodgers have had bullpen problems, you're stuck with that guy, Fred Dreyer, for like three. He's got to pitch to three batters before you can take him out.
Yeah, and that's not good because this last year we had a real good example of the wrong side of that decision.
Yes.
And the Dodgers stunk the whole year. And finally, they right toward the last 25 games of the season before playoffs, they kind of got it right, you know. And although this last couple of weeks, it's just been all starters.
Yeah.
And it's been good.
Well, and Corey, excuse me, correct me if I'm wrong, but you still have to pitch to three batters. But if you come in and you're only pitched to one batter and the inning ends, you can take that pitcher out and start a fresh one the next inning. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's correct. That's what they did with Kershaw. They brought him in with two outs and bases loaded, and then he pitched to one batter and got that guy out, thankfully.
My thought is, what's the reason to make that rule?
It was just slowing games down, and there's gamesmanship.
That's the problem, you know. They're now trying to manipulate the game, and it's there's no reason for it anymore. That's not a concern anymore.
Yeah, you want to slow it down, bring the pitcher in, and don't let him have any warm-ups. He's already been warming up in the bullpen.
Yeah, what's he been doing in the bullpen?
Yeah, just have him come in and start pitching.
I've
give me
always
a break.
Thought that, but I think they want them on like the actual mound to get used to that.
Well, then give them two pitches from the mound, and away you go to the moon. You know, it's just here's the deal: you get a pitcher, somebody comes in, and you can tell when a relief pitcher is not going to perform well when they come in and they walk the first batter they face, and possibly walk the second and the third, and then they got to call in a guy like Kershaw, and the announcers put pressure on him, saying, "Oh, this could be his final appearance in a Major League Baseball game." It's like Sandy Koufax finished his career, and they show a picture of Koufax in the crowd after the World Series in 1963, and then good old Kershaw comes in and luckily had the guy swing and had him chase one of his pitches and got out of the inning with the last out.
He was real close to being a gopher.
I was praying for him. I was praying for the guy.
Oh, yeah. No, I know. I was too, because obviously you don't want his last moment to go out like that. He's a man of faith, very humble. But like those are the kind of moments that just define postseason baseball, where it's like both players are feeling the pressure. Which one's going to crack first? That was an epic showdown there.
It's another epic, I'm telling you. Now I've got a theory on Game 4. And Fred Dreyer, this is where home field advantage it doesn't work for you. You play 18 innings in Game 3. You go home. You got to talk to the wife. You got to play with the kids. You don't get a lot of sleep. You're dead tired. If you're the visiting team, you're not going home. You're going to the hotel. What's there to do? Manager says, go to bed, get a lot of rest. The visitors are more rested on Game 4 than the home team is. Fred?
Well, I don't know about that.
Well,
you've got to play the damn game. Who are you playing?
Well, that's true.
You're playing against the visitors. In this case, it's Toronto.
Yeah.
And, you know, if they can't go to bed, then hell with them.
Well, you see the warm-up going on, and Freddie Freeman's throwing the little balls there to his kids and everything. I get that during the regular season. But once you get into the World Series, I mean, every second of that game is do or die.
Did you got to stay focused. Did you see one umpire check a pitcher's glove?
No, actually, I didn't.
Yeah, all that stuff now has just been discarded.
Yeah, so let's just keep it
out.
Not that I'm accusing anybody.
You know, demanding that all the pitchers have their gloves checked, but it's just another superfluous, failed attempt at satisfying a group of people.
Yeah, well, Fred, you're an all-pro defensive end from the world of football. Well, they don't check your hands in football. You know, maybe if they would, they'd see that some guy just
took his spikes and ran over him or something. I mean, come on. Baseball's checking people's, you know, belt buckles and the back of their heads and all this kind of stuff. I mean, is there any way you can cheat in football by putting grease on the football? No, it's going to fall out of your quarterback's hand.
Well, there's no reason to do that. I mean, yeah. It's just a lot of busy talk by people who have nothing to do. They're lawmakers, you know.
Yeah, they call penalties if you do stuff like that. You try to gouge somebody's eyes out when you knock them down. You're going to pay for it with a penalty.
Well, if you're a cheap shot, there were teams that had problems with that.
Like what?
Like the St. Louis Cardinals football team.
Really?
Yeah, they had some players there on the offensive line that were very naughty.
What would they do?
Well, they would trip you. They would leg whip you, which is probably one of the things you really don't want to do.
Leg whip you?
Yeah, leg whip you.
Well, what do they do when they leg whip you?
They leg whip you. You know what a leg whip is?
No, tell us.
You don't know what a leg whip is?
No, tell our audience. I'm sure there's another guy out there.
That goes back to the playgrounds.
Yeah?
Yeah, you set the guy up. The guy comes off the ball, rushing into the pocket. And he drops down, the offensive lineman drops down and whips his leg around in a very can be a violent
yes.
gesture.
Uh-huh.
And it's not fun, you know.
Muay Thai style.
And he hits you with the leg, is that right?
Yeah, you've seen it. Come on, Mike.
Let me go ahead and try to demonstrate for you.
You can't be that lame.
Stand right there, Fred. Go ahead. Here comes my leg. Did you feel that?
Oh, boy. That was a good one, Mike.
That's good. No, Bozo once had some guy kneel behind me in second grade and then push me over the back of him. But it was the last time he did that to me. I kind of answered that with another little move called a fist pump.
Keep listening for details on how to get up to $300 airline credit. Sky Holidays introduces a one-of-a-kind air credit program. Our buying team got a little too aggressive in getting hotel and air deals, so now we have to liquidate our prices. Here's how. Whether you want to go to Paris, Las Vegas, London, Atlanta, Hawaii, or anywhere else in the world, we have amazing deals. Book a selected hotel and we'll give you up to $300 airline credit. Now you can book your vacation and get a free credit to use towards airline travel. We'll book both, airline and hotel, with one simple phone call. We have access to most airlines and deals on thousands and thousands of places to stay. Call right now, book your hotel rooms, claim your airline credit. You can change or modify it at any time. 800-256-4816. 800-256-4816. That's 800-256-4816.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra high quality, ultra reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
Welcome back to the one and only Fred Dreyer Show, everybody. I'm Michael Horn, along with our producers Corey Marino, JD Jeremy Dayton, and the star of our show, Fred Dreyer. We're heard on our flagship 790 KABC in Los Angeles, Sirius XM Channel 217, XM Channel 203, Sirius 217, and on the Sirius XM app at 967 on radio stations around the country. And at crntalk.com, you get our podcasts. Just go to your favorite podcast platform, Spotify, whatever it is, and search The Fred Dreyer Show. Or better yet, use that cell phone of yours, that smartphone, and dial this number, #250, #250, hit send. When the call is answered, say, find my podcast. They'll ask you what podcast, and you say, The Fred Dreyer Show. They'll send you a text and load it, whether you got an iPhone or an Android, and you can listen to us time and time again. All right, let's get a few more just World Series notes in here. Fred, again, 18 innings went into Game 3, and I have to mention, you got to be able to manage your pitching staff in case a game goes to 18 innings. You can't be taking these guys in and out. You got to have a plan to maybe use a starter here and there if you have to. Am I correct?
Well, look, you and I have talked about this for decades.
Yes.
The fact of the matter is some teams have a policy that supersedes who the managers are. And this is, the Dodgers are one of them.
I was going to say this before, but now that you bring it up, though, you talk about we don't like the rule where you have to face at least three batters. Can you imagine if you're doing matchups with one batter at a time and you go to 18 innings?
Well, you
are going to go to position players real quick.
Yeah, well, you can't. You got to go ahead and make sure you got the right guys in there. And, you know, take a look at the 88 World Series. Oral Hershiser came in and pitched. He had asked Tommy Lasorda. He said, "Hey, Skip, if you need me, I'm available." And then Tommy said, no, I got to have you in another game. He says, "No, I could pitch a few innings or whatever." And so Oral goes down to the bullpen, unbeknownst to Tommy, tells the coach down there that Tommy sent him down to warm up. And when he got through throwing some, the coach calls Tommy, says, "Oral's ready." He says, "What do you mean Oral's ready?" And he says, "He's down here. He's ready to go." He says, "Well, let's bring him in."
I'm not going to lie. As an impartial fan, I mean, I root for the Dodgers. I've been here long enough, and I root for them for you guys. But I was kind of hoping to see some position players. I wanted to see some history made if it went to 19.
Man. Yeah, I'd like to see fun.
What would you like to see, Fred?
A couple of guys from the outfield. Who sit behind the fence chewing tobacco.
They said it was going to be Rojas for the Dodgers.
Yeah, Miguel Rojas. And, Kike Hernandez did it, I think, and gave up about 10 runs when he did it the last time. And I don't ever want to see a position player again. Never.
Put a lot of pressure on the hitters.
Yeah.
If they don't come through against an outfielder, that would have been embarrassing.
You discover that new kid, Will Klein, series 10th pitcher for the Dodgers. Doubled his previous career highs with 4 innings and 72 pitches. And I guess Yamamoto was warming up, too, and he might have come in after that as well. So,
well, let me ask you this.
Yes.
Win, lose, or draw, what kind of trade moves are the Dodgers going to make?
Well, they're going to have to do something with that bullpen.
Well, that's what I mean.
They did it again this year, but they got a bunch of stiffs. And they paid a lot of money for these guys.
They've
I don't know how much money they got.
Five guys with dotted lines around their neck.
What's the guy with two first names there, Corey Scott? What's his name?
Trevor Scott.
Trevor Scott or Scott Trevor. I can't remember which. Hey, what, $17 million for a year?
He signed like a 4-year 70, I think.
Yeah, but not worth it.
Yeah.
Something's wrong with that guy.
4-year 70.
Something like that.
I think a lot of it has to do with if they do win this or not. Because you brought up... who's the reliever that went that 70 some pitches broke his career high?
Will Klein.
Yeah, if the Dodgers go on to win this, he's going to be remembered for that. He's going to be walking around with confidence, assuming he probably has to come in and do a similar performance. But if they lose, all of that heroics from game three is going to be forgotten.
Of course. And we're going to be having our show on the air and sounding like idiots.
Except for
the show's going to sound totally stupid on the air. Hey, guys, the game's over, you know? Okay, so here's the deal. You know, Brad Paisley, one of the great country singers, he comes into World Series games and he sings. And every time he sings, they go into extra innings. I mean, I think he went one time he sang, he went to 10 innings, another time 18, another time 11, and again this last time he sang again and they went 18. I love you, Brad, but no more national anthems for you.
Has that ever happened on The Simpsons?
I don't think so.
Is that a fact?
It's a fact. He's sung the national anthem.
He's jinxing this team.
They've won some, usually.
They did win the other 18, but the Dodgers
lost the series.
Didn't end up winning that series.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah.
Now, they asked Magic Johnson, who's part owner of the Dodgers, they said, Derek Jeter said that Ohtani mania compares to previous sports stars, because Ohtani had that great game. Two doubles, two home runs, five walks, up nine times, you know, pitching out there, you know, the next day. He says, you've been here. This is what, Derek says to Magic Johnson. You've seen stars. He says, L.A. makes stars. Stars come to L.A. You've been here yourself. Kobe, Shaq, Gretzky come to L.A. How does Ohtani mania compare to those other guys? And Magic says, it's the same other than they don't own a country. He says, see, because he owns Japan. The same impact. The fans love him. I think it's more like Kobe and the type of impact he's made on the field and off the field. He's a humble young man, and he's serious about becoming the baseball player we've ever seen. And I'm telling you, this is, if you never saw Babe Ruth, and I haven't, I know, Fred, you might have.
I ran into him once.
That's what I thought.
Over on 8th Avenue.
Tell us about it. Well, Fred told a story one day about sitting on Babe Ruth's stool.
That was the Babe's stool.
Yeah.
And Jimmy the clubhouse man there at the Giant facility, Yankee Stadium. I asked him. I said, "Look at that stool. It's kind of a cool looking little stool." And he says, "Yeah, that's Mr. Ruth's stool." So what are you talking about? It's Mr. Ruth's stool. He says, "Yeah, that he's." Sits in that. I was in here when he first got here in 21. He was here in 21, you know. And I said, "Oh, I didn't know that." I should have said, "Yeah, I know that. I was standing right over there." Yeah. And he just had a wonderful time telling the old Babe Ruth stories, sitting, and he had an ass print. The Babe had an ass on him. He had an ass print in that stool. And I looked at that, and I went over to it, and I said, "Jimmy, is this?" He said, "Yeah, that's his marker. He leaves a mark wherever he goes." And I said, "Can I sit there?" I said, "Can I just like drop down in there and snuggle into the Babe's ass print?" He goes, "Well, I don't see why not." So I was there for about 5-10 minutes, and I just said, "This is an addictive situation. I think every home game, I'm going to come over here and get pressed."
One of the great stories of our time. Fred Dreyer's butt meets the Babe's butt, and there you go. And you said when you walked in, you played for the Giants, and of course they played Yankee Stadium, and you went out there and you saw his number three, was it, that was etched into some of the wooden stuff in the dugout and everything?
Yes, one was Babe. It was etched in the 10x10, an eight, what a big beam. And you know, in them days they used a lot of wooden beams, not so much steel, but they used wooden. So I'm standing there in the runway leading out of the Yankee dugout, down the grade, onto the first base dugout, and so I'd stopped and looked at the overhead beam, and it looked like it was freshly painted, but it was just a bunch of coats of gray, Yankee Stadium gray, that had painted over all of the knife wounds that it had partaken there over the generations. And I asked the clubhouse, you know, the other guys in the clubhouse, I said, is this who, what guy would put the Babe's number up there? He is the babe. That's his print, and that's his carving. And there's nothing you can do. People would like him to stop doing that, but he's going to go do it anyway. And there it is.
Well, I'm telling you. And the Babe like Yoo-Hoo bars, as I understand. The Yoo-Hoos.
Not Yoo-Hoo bars.
The Yoo-Hoo drink.
Yoo-Hoo drink, chocolate drinks, yeah.
And when you got there, you went out there to center field in that Fred Dreyer with that tall strapping trot of his when he goes out there. First thing you did, you ran out to center field. What were you looking for?
No, I went out to center field because I knew my favorite Yankee of all time, Mickey Mantle, had hurt his knee, blew his knee out on a sewer grate, and so I went out to see what was going on, and there was a Ram official saying, "Come on in, it's going to start raining," and I said, "Did you see?" And I'm yelling from center field into the dugout. And I said, "Did you see this?" He said, "What are you talking about?" I said, "Did you see this? It's the great where the Mick tore his knee up." And then he said, "What?" I said, "Yeah. One thing I can't believe is it's still here."
That's amazing. And how is Vince Ferragamo after shouting at him, Jackie Slater? It's amazing. Great stories from the archives of Fred Dreyer. We're going to write a book here, and we'll get it out to you. But we're going to take a break next and come back with more on the Fred Dreyer Show.
Kohl's lowest prices of the season are here, and they're so good. You're going to wish you had enough hands for a second cart. Save on cozy tees for women, comfy jeans for boys, refreshed essentials for your home, and so much more. Because when prices are this low, self-control is overrated. Shop Kohl's lowest prices of the season and stock up now. Select styles. Offer ends October 26th. Some exclusions apply. See store or kohls.com for details.
Have you been daydreaming about losing weight for years? Do you just yo-yo back and forth? At Innovative Wellness Center, we have a holistic weight loss program that allows you to lose up to 20 pounds in 30 days. People are losing weight like crazy and keeping it off. It can be done from anywhere in the United States. Go to our website at www.innovativewellness.center and schedule your complimentary consultation today.
You want Black Friday prices without the Black Friday crowds. Lowe's gets it. We checked the calendar, and Christmas is coming early. $99 is all you need to grab your favorite select 7-foot pre-lit artificial Christmas tree for the holiday season. And don't sweat what gifts to get Dad, because we've got up to 40% off select tools and accessories. That's how Lowe's celebrates Black Friday early. Selection varies by location while supplies last.
At Bank of America, we asked our people, how do you take ownership of your career?
I'm able to grow my way by putting the priorities that I have for my career first.
I thrive on being a leader who's behind the team, not in front of the team.
Every few years, I'm being re-energized because I get to do something different and learn something new.
See how our teammates are growing in their careers at bankofamerica.com/great-place-to-work. What would you like the power to do? Bank of America, proud to be an equal opportunity employer.
Are you a fan of paranormal radio? Bigfoot, UFOs, ghosts, hauntings, cryptids, true crime? After Dark Radio with Brian Alvarez airs live on Sports Byline every Wednesday at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 Eastern, talking all manner of the strange and unusual. From the latest news of the weird to interviews with the top names in the field, After Dark is your source for paranormal radio. Check it out, 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern, every Wednesday, live on Sports Byline USA.
Getting together with friends to watch the game? Then you'll need American Premium Vodka. Handcrafted and pure, this is the one thing all Americans can agree on. founder Mark Gus Scott, chose the finest natural elements America has to offer, and you'll taste how great it is to be an American. Now available at BevMo, GoPuff, Hy-Vee, and Fairway stores. American Premium Vodka. This is the America we need right now. Go to AmericanPremiumVodka.com. Celebrate responsibly.
Halloween week on the Fred Dreyer Show. I'm Michael Horn with Corey Marino. J.D. Jeremy Dayton here with us. And the one and only Fred Dreyer's here.
Ghost.
All right, so we got everybody here in line with us here today. And, of course, my dog, Lindy, who had some bad kibble here for lunch. Now, here are these producers. Fred, you and I are gifted. Look at, see, I told you. Gifted to have some of the great producers of all time, two of them on the show. And they put together a great show, and then we come in here and perform and make it the Seinfeld of radio here, just going off in directions. But let's bring it home a little bit, because Jeremy Dayton's a big Baltimore Raven fan. They won last week. But tell us a little bit, Jeremy. Let's Fred comment on this. I guess Lamar Jackson didn't play, but he was revealing he stripped the locker room of video games, ping pong tables. I mean, he ripped the place apart. What's going on there with the Ravens?
Well, what's awesome about it is that the Ravens fans are so finicky, like so many fans are, and they started complaining because when the story first broke, they thought it was John Harbaugh, and they're like, "Oh, he's treating them like kids. They're done. It's, you know, it's doomsday." But then it finally came out last week that Lamar had said after the Kansas City loss, he went to the team trainer and said, "We got to get rid of all this stuff. We no distractions. We got to lock in." Even though he was hurt. So all of a sudden now it's like a rallying cry. Everybody's like applauding him because there's only probably one or two people in that locker room that can get away with doing that. And obviously he's one of them. So what do you think about it, Fred?
There was a couple of times where, you know, there was in our locker room, the display of what's that game?
Ping pong?
Kong.
Pong?
Oh. Kong. Kong.
Kong.
Kong, yeah, that's King a good Kong? One.
Donkey
yeah,
Kong?
Yeah, it's a Mario good game. Mario Brothers
yeah,
and everything.
Yeah, no, it's a good game.
Yeah.
But after a while, you know, the noise, you know, that going in over the team meeting is not a real good idea. And so we got rid of all those things, too, and you can't keep – I don't see how you can keep something like that, you know, in the forefront or in the background of your team. And the team, if you're winning and you've got that in the back, there's always those are going, they're saying, you can't take it out, now you'll jinx the team. And then all you got to do is we'll see about that. We'll pull the plug. So they pull the plug, and it doesn't change anything, certainly.
Do you think it was a smart move by the Chicago Bears last week before we faced them to troll the Ravens, and they had their players playing ping pong and then playing games and cornhole? They like posted on social media, basically mocking the Ravens for getting rid of it, saying we're still playing.
That's why they
before
lost.
They played us. Yeah,
wish I would have known that. My handicapping would have changed.
Uh huh. I remembered you picked against them, Mike.
Yeah, that's right. I was stupid. Tell you. And I'll probably do it again this week. But I don't know. But they were 1-5, so somebody had to do something to shake up the Ravens. It's good for Lamar Jackson to do that.
Yeah. No, it was good. He's stepping up to be the leader. We'll see how the season plays out, but we got a schedule laid out in front of us that is definitely a lot easier than the first 5 weeks, so we'll see.
They got a bye week this week. Let's do something serious here and take a look at
taking shots at Miami fans, huh?
Yeah, let's.
We play Miami
this week?
Yeah.
Oh, well, let's
Thursday night football,
here.
Yeah.
All right, so we'll kick off with the Chicago Bears are playing at the Cincinnati Bengals. J.D., who do you think is going to win?
Oh, man. Well, if Flacco plays, I like the Bengals. I'll take the Bengals either way. It's at Cincinnati, right?
Yeah.
At Cincinnati. Yeah, I'm going and holding my nose and going the Bears. If they do it to me again, I'm done with them. Corey?
I like the Bengals. I think Flacco, I don't know if he'll play. They say it's 50-50 right now.
Yeah.
So we'll see. But
Fred, who do you
like? I think I like the Bengals.
I guess the Bears.
Okay. Vikings are at the Detroit Lions. Fred, who do you like? The Detroit's at home. Minnesota's playing at Detroit.
Detroit will dismantle this team.
Yeah, I think so.
I agree.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, all of us agree on that one. Panthers are at the Green Bay Packers. Packers, I thought, were going to lose that Sunday night game last week and came back. I'm Green Bay as the home team. Carolina's at Green Bay. Corey, who do you like?
I like Green Bay. The Panthers just don't have enough yet. They're getting all their young pieces starting to play a little bit better, but Green Bay looked pretty dominant on Sunday night, so I'm going to go
Fred?
With them.
Yeah, Green Bay. Yeah.
I'm with Green Bay. Yeah. Jeremy?
Yeah, Carolina came back to earth last week. Green Bay.
Denver Broncos are playing in Houston against the Texans. JD.
Broncos.
Yeah, the Texans are actually favored by one.
Well, they got
a
good team. They won last week, but I'm with Jeremy.
The 49ers.
I'm going Denver. Fred?
Oh, you got to go Denver.
Denver defense.
Yeah. And Corey?
Yeah, I think Denver.
Yeah, you're a Denver buddy there, I'll tell you. All right, the Falcons, and I said I'm not going to pick them ever again, are playing against the New England Patriots, and that's the team to watch. The New England Patriots have surprised a lot of people. I'm going Patriots in that one. Fred?
Where are they playing?
In New England at the Patriots home team.
I'll take the Pats.
Yeah. J.D.?
Man, you know what? I think I'm going to take the Falcons. I think this is one of those games where they surprise.
Going to show me up.
If Penix plays. And Kirk Cousins, what happened? What happened there? But
yeah, I don't know. Corey?
May has them running hot, so I think I'm going to go with the Patriots.
Yeah, there you go.
They are.
San Francisco 49ers are playing your first team, the New York Giants. New York Giants are at home. Who do you like, Fred?
I'm going with the Giants.
J.D.?
Wait, you said the Niners and Giants?
San Francisco 49ers are at New York.
There's too many injuries. I got to take the Niners.
I'm taking the Niners, but the Giants were, played well, but they got injuries now.
Well, wait a minute. This is just off.
Just off the record there. There's some injuries on the Giants.
Well, I'd like to know that.
Okay, well, I'm telling to you now then. So you want to change and go to the 49ers?
Yeah, I'll go to the 49ers.
Okay, Corey?
Yeah, I think the 49ers, even though they're beat up too.
Yeah, but they've proven they can do without.
They got better players.
Yeah.
One of the best teams in football right now, Indianapolis. The Colts are going to be playing at Pittsburgh. This could be a good game. Corey, your thoughts?
The Colts are only in first place because of that bogus call against the Broncos. They should be switched. But I'm still going to go with them.
Pittsburgh got so many lucky wins to start the season. But
yeah.
Yeah, I'm going Colts. How about you, JD?
Colts.
Fred?
Jonathan Taylor.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think they run the ball on them.
Yep.
All right, Chargers are on the road playing at Tennessee. I'm picking the Chargers here on this one, Fred.
Chargers at Tennessee?
At Tennessee, yes.
I'm going with the Chargers, although I have a lot of concerns.
Yes, and Corey, do you have concerns?
I don't have concerns this week against Tennessee. Tennessee has looked putrid. They look like they're going to get the number one pick again.
Well, they keep getting hurt. And JD?
Well, if Arizona didn't have the biggest collapse in probably NFL history, Tennessee probably doesn't win a game this year, so I don't think they're going to beat the Chargers.
No, they're not going to beat them, but they might cover the points. And
what is it, like 14?
You never can tell.
Yeah, it's probably something large.
New Orleans Saints are playing in Los Angeles against the Rams for your old alma mater there, Fred.
You got to go Rams, don't you?
Yeah, I'm with you on that, JD.
The only scary thing is I know New Orleans, they're busting out Tyler Shough, their rookie quarterback, but I still got to take the Rams. But they've never seen him, so you never know.
Yeah, I don't think the rookie's going to have any beginner's luck. I think it's going to be the Rams all the way.
Jacksonville Jaguars are playing in Las Vegas against the Raiders. Corey?
I really don't like the Jaguars because I don't trust Trevor Lawrence, but the Raiders aren't great, but they're coming off a bye, and Pete Carroll can be trusted, but I don't like it, but I'm going with the Jaguars.
I am too. How about you, JD?
Yeah. Same. They're both coming off bye, right?
Yeah, they're both coming off
the Jaguars.
Bye.
Fred?
Yeah, it's the Raiders losing another home game.
Yeah, I'm telling you. Pete Carroll's just kind of finding his feet there in Las Vegas.
Bowers is still out, right?
No, he has practice in full, so he's back.
Oh.
Well, all right. The Pete-ster overreacted when he took that job.
Yeah.
He doesn't have anything on the bench.
All right, the Kansas City Chiefs.
Ooh.
Are playing in Buffalo. This could be the game of the week here. Kansas City Chiefs going to be a Sunday afternoon game. I'm thinking Kansas City's on a roll here. Buffalo's great. I'm going to go Kansas City. Fred, your thoughts?
I'm going to go Buffalo.
JD?
I think Kansas City's going to take this one.
Corey?
Yeah, I think Kansas City's going to take it, but Buffalo usually wins in the regular season, yeah. And then they lose in the postseason. So
Buffalo just right. looks so vulnerable. They beat up on Carolina last week, or Atlanta.
Yeah.
But
no, they lost to Atlanta.
They lost to Atlanta. Yeah, that's what's so weird. Yeah. But yeah, Kansas City's rolling. I hate to see it. If they somehow trade for Breece Hall, it's going to annoy the heck out of me. But we'll see. That'll be a good game to watch.
Seattle Seahawks are playing at the Washington Commanders. Now, I think we got a quarterback out there. Am I right, Corey?
Yeah, they don't know fully yet, but they don't think Jaden's going to play.
For Washington.
Even if he does, Seattle's defense has looked pretty good all year, and Sam Darnold's playing okay.
I like Sam Darnold. I'm going Seattle as well. Yeah. Fred?
Yes, Seattle.
And JD?
I got to take Seattle, hesitantly. Right.
Arizona Cardinals, the old St. Louis Cardinals Fred was talking about earlier in the show, they're playing at Dallas with the Cowboys. You know, Cowboys can stink or be great. They're seeming like they got something going. I'm going to go Cowboys here. Fred, your thoughts?
Cowboys.
JD?
Cowboys.
Corey?
Yeah, I don't like Arizona this year. The Cowboys have enough offense to beat them, I think.
Yeah, it'll be a good game if Kyler plays.
Got a good game there. We have to get together and maybe get some tilapia, Fred, and get you guys to come over to the house.
Tilapia and hot dogs.
It'd be pretty good. We'll put it all together. Now, what about this FBI gambling story, Corey? Lay this one out for us.
So it's a combination of two.
With the NBA here.
Yeah, the NBA. It's a combination. It was an investigation by the FBI called Royal Flush, which they So Terry Rozier and Damon Jones, they're like cheating by getting with mafia people and college people and betting the unders on their stats and player prop bets. And the same people are also involved with Chauncey Billups with hooking up rigged and mafia-backed poker games. So a lot of NBA players are either hosting these games, and then some are hosting them and throwing games like back in the day. It's a crazy instance, and it's weird to see the mafia back in the news.
So so what's happening? Are there some cases here that are going to be tried or something? We got some problems.
Well, we were talking about it during the break, like just a lot of the shady things that have been happening. Terry Rozier has always been a very Jekyll and Hyde player. He'll have great games, and then he'll throw up 2 points. Corey was pointing out you know, it was a game where he scored 8 in the first quarter and his over-under for that game was like 9. And then all of a sudden he mysteriously hurts his ankle and doesn't play again. And, like, there's footage of him, like, looking like he's throwing games, like just throwing the ball away, absent-minded passes to the other team. You know, out of the movie Blue Chips from back in the day where one of the players that Nick Nolte coached, you know, got found out for, like, throwing games. When you start laying player props where one player can literally win or lose a bet by himself, like that's a scary place to be in if you're a bettor or just caring about the integrity of sports.
Well, what do you think about his teammates?
Oh, yeah.
Some are with him, some aren't.
Yeah.
Yeah, just like
Chauncey
the Astros.
Billups is Trailblazers, the coach, charged in the poker case already, joined a mafia-backed cheating teams that used rigged shuffling machines, marked cards, and contact lenses to scam victims. Damon Jones, former player coach, accused in both cases passing Lakers injury information to gamblers and participating in the poker game. Fred, your thoughts on this?
It's an exciting day at the arena. You know, you never can tell. I mean, you know, you got to have a lot of guts, you know, to dump a game right in front of the visiting.
That's it.
Every other commercial during these games is for Prize Picks or DraftKings or some betting app, though. So everybody's doing it. It's like,
oh yeah, as soon as they said DraftKings, as soon as they start doing that, I said it's all over with. It's just the tip of the iceberg.
All right, we'll take a break and we come back and take a look at some Hunter pictures. Stay with us here on the Fred Dreyer Show.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money. And you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property, and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now, before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
We're back. It's the Fred Dreyer Show. I'm Michael Horn with our producers Corey Marino, J.D. Jeremy Dayton, the star of our show, the one and only Fred Dreyer. Fred, of course, your second career, actually third career, you were an analyst at CBS after your football days, and then one of the great actors of our time here, the iconic Rick Hunter in the Hunter TV show. And we got some photos here, if you can pop them up for us, Corey. At the from the very beginning, the Hunter episode was shown when Halloween night fell on a Saturday, October 31st in 1987. Fred, looks like you had a flashlight
at the dentist
jammed in your face in the dentist or something. Tell us about it.
That was the first shot after lunch.
Just that's what it was. And Stephanie there took a look at you and she looked quite surprised here.
She said, "You actually did it?"
Yes, and then you came back and looked at her and said, "What did you eat?" "Yes, I did."
You know
this
it, baby.
He is scary. And then, of course, you two calmed down a little bit. What was this episode all about on Halloween? Was it kind of bizarre, a little scary, a little haunting?
It was called Night on Bald Mountain.
Interesting. All right.
It was over here in the valley on
Mount. Well,
let's see. Just before you hit the switchbacks on Mulholland.
Interesting.
And it was like 5 minutes from my house or something.
That's nice, huh?
Yeah, but it was good. We had good cast, and it was a send up on spooky old stories. You know, guys walking old timers, yard, all these keepers of the property were walking around with flashlights and candles and stuff and saying, "Can I help you?"
The Yep, there's Fred hitting the wine cellar again, I'll tell you.
No, that, right, I had just eaten a hot dog.
That's good. Hey, check that out. That's our show. If you miss anything, email us, Fred Dreyer at crntalk.com. Fred Dreyer at crn, Competition Radio Network Talk.com. Download our cell phone app, dial #250 on your smartphone, download it, and get our podcast the same way. Dial #250. When the call is answered, say, "Find my podcast," and then they'll ask you which one, say, "The Fred Dreyer Show." Final thoughts from you, Fred Dreyer.
Jeremy, thank you so much for being on the show. We're rooting for
the Ravens.
The rebirth of the Ravens, and
next week.